This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is now lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Sayed Abbas Araghchi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities. The death toll in part of Germany's Rhineland state, home to the badly hit county, rose to 98. Another 43 were confirmed dead in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state. Belgium's National Crisis Center said that the country's confirmed death toll rose to 27. An official says that Martine Moise, the wife of Haiti's assassinated president who was injured in the July 7th attack at their private home, has returned to the Caribbean nation. Government spokesman Israel Cantavi says Martine Moise arrived in Haiti Saturday following her release from a Miami.